As you do know, the UN has been in South Sudan for a very long time, working on humanitarian, but also working in the area of development. As a consequence, because of the crisis, the bulk of our work in the recent past has been in the area of humanitarian and life-saving interventions. But we strongly do believe that even in the context of crisis, there are opportunities to begin to look at partnerships for recovery and indeed partnerships for building resilience and strengthening the institutions that underpin development management and governance in South Sudan. I should mention here that because of the conflict, the UN has not been able to develop its full-blown UN Development Assistance Framework. So the Interim Cooperation Framework is really a stopgap measure which represents the strategic vision of the 20 UN agencies, funds and programs in South Sudan to support the government, particularly and the people of South Sudan, in the areas of recovery and resilience building and building capacity of institutions, which we do see as a major complement to our humanitarian support and humanitarian interventions.
And what are some of these programs that entails in this ICF?
Well, we have, looking at South Sudan today and looking at the UN's strengths and comparative advantages, we have prioritized five broad areas. The first area is really about communities and really building the resilience of local communities. And there are a number of interventions that we're going to look at, as you heard my colleague explain today, issues around food security, around early warning systems, etc., really building their capacity to manage shocks and to bounce back better when shocks do occur. The second area within the ICF is really the whole area of basic social services. And here we are looking at the most vulnerable. And here, education, health, water, sanitation, you know, a whole array of support when it comes to social interventions. Then there is a third area, which is really supporting the peace process, building the infrastructure or supporting the infrastructure for peace, but also the infrastructure for governance. Because even when peace becomes durable, you need strong institutions of governance to be able to deliver on development. So a whole array of support for the institutions that are at the forefront of development management and governance in South Sudan. Then there is a fourth area, which is really about local economies, providing opportunities, livelihood opportunities at community level, issues around job creation, issues around employment, issues around value chain, issues truly, again, as you heard my colleague mention today, empowering people with the skills, providing economic empowerment opportunities at community level, which is so key to reinvigorating local economies. And the fifth area has to do with a group that has particularly, a constituency that has particularly been hard hit by the conflict, which is women, youth, and children. And here we really want to bring women and the youth into the development mainstream.
And all this requires money. How much money do you require to carry out all these activities you've just mentioned?
Well, remember, the UN in country comes with knowledge, it comes with policy skills, but it also comes with some of its own internal resources, you know, which we call our core resources. The program that we've developed is for about $900 million over 2 years. Right now, the UN within its core resources has about 50% of it. So we're already working. You know, we're already working with the resources that we do have in the context of this new strategic vision. The residual 50% we are hoping to mobilize from development partners and hopefully also from government, because it's a partnership between the UN and government.
Given that there are crises all over the world, the UN also need money in Syria, in Afghanistan, in Libya. Do you think the donor partners can give you the remaining 50% within this given 2 years?
Well, I mean, we can only hope. And what is important is that the preconditions for success will have to be evident, truly, for donors to support. And that is why today you've heard a lot of messages around peace, because peace is paramount. Because no donor is going to put resources into recovery and stabilization if there is no peace. So peace is paramount. The guns need to be silenced. And again, let me use this opportunity to strongly appeal to government and all the fighting forces really to silence the gun, because that is absolutely important. of course, even with peace, there are necessary political and economic reforms that this country needs to undertake in the context of the peace agreement. So yes, I'm confident that if the government demonstrates the necessary will, you know, to really bring about durable peace and also undertake some of the much-needed political, economic and structural reforms, we stand a good chance of mobilizing some of the resources that we need to support, not just this program, but